Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What I'm about to tell you.
It's Bleep View Thursday.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Are you mad?
Is this illegal?
Yes, I'm a madman!
With B. Mitch and Fitley.
Terps take the lead. Terps 30, West Virginia 28. Let's go. 90 seconds left in the first half. Maryland, a ferocious comeback after being down 11 early. Proud of my Turtles. Now, we all know what day it is, what time it is. We all know what we are gathered here to do. It's our day to say bleep you to all those that have wronged us. Did you get a speed camera ticket? It wasn't your fault. It was the damn camera's ticket.
Fault?
Yeah, it was.
It didn't flash because they were speeding, right?
I'm going to start things off. Bleep you to the guy at the bar wearing the Duke jersey. I hope you can hear me. Bleep you to the two West Virginia people. You're very nice, but bleep you.
They can't hear you.
Well, you want me to yell it louder?
They turned off the thing.
Hey, Duke jersey, bleep you. Number two. Yeah, you. All right. Now, let's get to the phone lines. 800-636-1067.
Now, if that dude come over here and want to throw some hands with you.
Well, then I'm going to buy him a beer and skirt out the back door. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. My guy Harold is in D.C. and ready to kick things off. What up, Harold?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, my bleep you isn't because I was wrong. It comes from a place of disappointment.
Uh-oh.
My bleep you is for J.P. Finley.
Whoa.
Why?
What'd I do?
Earlier this week, you guys were naming Houston Rockets players, past and present, and you did not drop Sam Cassell.
Damn.
And yeah, because you always got to drop
Cassell. I love the Sam Cassell dance.
Come on, man. Bleep you, JP.
You know what, Harold? You're right. When you're right, you're right. I love Sam Cassell, and you're correct. I apologize, and I'll be better. Sometimes you just got to look in the mirror, take accountability,
and say you suck.
The opposite of Carson Wentz, and just get better. So, Harold, thank you for the call. Appreciate you, man. Next time we name Houston Rockets, I know who to name.
Sam Cassell.
Ask me to name a Florida Seminoles basketball player. Florida State Seminoles.
Nah, I'm not going to do it today while you're thinking
Sam
about
Cassell.
It. Sam Cassell. I'm not going to do it while you're thinking about it.
Terps just took big bucket. Terps are up 32-30 West Virginia.
I got to make sure that they don't score seven more points.
We are under 20 seconds, 15 seconds left in the first half. West Virginia, top of the key. He traveled. This guy sucks. He carried the ball. Should have been an offensive foul. Three.
Oh!
Yo, he just bricked it into the side of the basket. Automatic disqualification. Maryland's on to the second round. That should be an automatic disqualification. Your under looks pretty good.
Looks great.
How much you got on that?
Don't worry about that.
All right, so you're buying. Considering we each get $7 of food allowance, will you pick up the rest?
Yeah, we have a discussion about that one.
But speaking of Bleep You Thursday, Bleep You Thursday. $7 of food allowance.
What the hell?
Appreciate you, Odyssey, always rolling out the red carpet.
4 hours.
All right, get a shot up. All right.
Maryland goes into halftime with a 32-30 lead. Remember, at one point they were down 11 early in this thing. Great, great performance for the Terps so far. All right, we'll keep the phone lines going. My guy Brian is in Herndon. Brian, it's Bleep You Thursday. Who you mad at, buddy?
How you doing, fellas? Happy March Madness Day. Big day.
Happy to you, brother.
Happy March Madness Day, man.
Hey, listen, bleep you to the just impatient people at red light. Have you guys ever been at a red light and you're literally just watching the light turns green, second goes by, and the person behind you is honking the horn like they got somewhere to be? What in God's name is wrong with people, man? How is the patience in life?
Hey, man, you know it's a microwave society. They want you to be – when a light go green, you should already be 10 yards past it.
Thank you for the call, Brian. I'm sorry the people are
I watched this
you.
The other day. So I was coming to work on Main. And
Main Avenue.
Guy pulled up on me in a little Tesla. The light hadn't changed. He was gone. Then it changed when he got to the other side.
What do you mean? He passed you?
He just went on by. He was sitting at the light. And I guess he got impatient. He just took off.
Wow. That's a good close to the first half there. I feel a little dirty when people call in to say bleep you to impatient people. I have a bit of impatience.
Well, he probably was talking to you.
I don't think
you probably with a guy behind him blowing a damn horn.
What's the appropriate amount of time before you can honk? Like 3 seconds, 2 seconds?
I was just saying, this society today don't honk because people do some stupid stuff when somebody honks.
I think, like, you get a two-second kind of window, but there are some traffic lights that it is vital to make, at which point, and they're quick lights, you can honk as soon as it turns green.
Nah.
Yeah, man.
I don't think there's
if you're
traffic,
waiting to make a left
I don't
and
think
there's an
a
arrow.
Traffic light in the world, if you're in a car, if you're right behind the car that's going to make the turn, that you won't make.
All right, let's go to my guy, Nico. Nico on line one. Nico, who you mad at, buddy?
What's up, fellas? Come on, man. You supposed to say where I'm calling from. Nico calling from where, baby? But I'm mad at Seton Hall, man.
Nico, you from B&A. Hold on. Where is
B&A? You know where I'm calling from, fellas. Hey, what time y'all leaving today, man? I'm going to slide through there, man. I'll talk some sports with y'all. But bleep Seton Hall and bleep Boss Dude Nate, man. I thought y'all was getting him out of there on Tuesday.
Hold on, Nico, I have a series of questions for you. The only part I understood was being mad at Barstool Nate. Why are you mad at Seton Hall? Okay, Nico's gone. Nico, call in next week and explain where is B&A and why are you mad at Seton Hall? Do you know where B&A is? Yeah, I don't either. All right, Jupe is on the line. Jupe usually makes
what up,
sense. Jupe, who you mad at?
Fellas, yeah, I'm mad at, I think you said JP was a sports track that predicted we was going to get Sam Darnold.
Spot track,
bleep
yeah.
Them. We don't, yeah, spot track, bleep them. We don't need Sam Darnold. That man see ghosts. If we would have signed him, we might as well sign a shaman at the same time. We got enough bad spirits in this organization. We don't need Sam Darnold.
Well said, Jupe. I am very glad. They didn't sign
if
Sam
we would have gotten Sam Darnold, Lanfield would have lost his damn mind.
But couldn't you also see a scenario where Darnold goes to San Fran and Trey Lance gets hurt and Brock Purdy's elbow's not right and he just balls out for Kyle Shanahan?
No, I can't see that.
Really?
No.
Everything seems to come up roses for that for Kyle.
Nah, man. Yeah, except winning the Super Bowl.
Except that, but that doesn't happen for a lot of people.
If he go get Sam Darnold, we know he's not winning the Super Bowl. I guarantee you that.
That's true. Stallion, are you mad at anybody? Would you like to spread the gospel
sauce.
Of Ryan Clary?
You know what? You mentioned something.
Oh.
I'm a West Virginia guy. I will admit, I like West Virginia. So you know what? On this day, Thursday, March 16th, bleep the Terps. Bleep. Maryland.
Did you let him come on air?
Maryland, not a program that UVA is.
Look, hold on.
The Cavaliers.
Hold on. What color shirt he has on?
Red.
Okay, idiot. How you going to be saying bleep a team you got on their colors and you don't have on the other team colors?
Well, I'm repping the station. 106.7 The Fan.
That's what that shirt says?
Yeah.
Let me see.
106.7 The Fan. Right,
why don't you take your jacket off so we can see
you don't want to see this little broken zipper.
What is wrong with your pants?
Well, we're just not going to find out.
Bleep you to you for not telling us what's wrong with your pants.
Bleep you to your pants.
All right.
for not being.
The zipper's broke.
I told you.
The zipper's
that.
Busted. So you guys nailed it.
You're right. He got his pants, his belt super tight to hold him up.
I want to be clear on something. I am generally a fan of the state and the University of West Virginia. I like West Virginia. I'm pro West Virginia. Today I am not.
I get it.
All right. I want to be clear on that.
Man, he tried to put him in a DMV.
I'd let him in.
No.
He's a West Virginia guy.
I'm a more the merrier guy. Yeah, you guys want to come? Come on in. Who cares?
I know you are that.
Bobby is in Arlington, and he's mad about things. Hello, Robert. Who you mad at?
Gentlemen. Hey, happy Thursday.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, I'm mad at the person who made it to where we can't bet on Virginia teams for the March Madness tournament. I have to
that
drive
so
all the way to
stupid.
Maryland to bet on VCU.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, man.
It's 2023. Like, what do they think is going to happen? Like, they're going to, like, collude or blah,
just
blah, blah.
Grandstanding politicians. That's all it is.
No, dude. I think if you, like, the colleges, they've still got to protect them to some level.
You think that makes any difference?
Yeah, it does. Because if you just let everybody do whatever the hell they want, then I guarantee you people just like you and him will be saying, man, we got to hold back some of this stuff. Yeah, it does. Because when you have to drive to
but
Maryland.
But all these other states
when you have
do
to
it.
Drive to Maryland to gamble on a Virginia team, sometimes you won't do it.
Okay, so every team in New York and New Jersey where you can bet on
a lot of them do it too.
No, I don't think so.
A lot of teams do it. Wherever is in the state, a lot of times they don't let you do it.
Maryland, you can just let it rip, baby.
I did a Maryland bet before I got here.
Yeah. You're in Maryland and you bet on Maryland.
Before I got here.
Why wouldn't you want to bet on UVA in a dog? Hold on. For the record, UVA is up 2 with 5 minutes to play. I told you guys I was nervous about this game, and you guys all said UVA. We're going to go out in the survivor pool in the first round.
JP, stop being a little whiny ass.
I didn't like the UVA
play.
I wanted to take Tennessee, but no, my alma mater.
Who never bets against his alma mater?
I bet against him sometimes.
No, you don't. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that to my team.
In football, I definitely do.
No.
Shout out Coach
Locks. You know they're not going to win.
Apparently, are you sitting down?
I'm sitting. I'm pulling the landfill today.
I believe Rev T is on the line.
Reverend.
He called yesterday, and I got to be honest, even for Rev T, he was particularly incoherent. So let's see if he's back today. Rev, who you mad at?
I'm not mad at anyone, JP. I'm in the dark room for the day, too, but I like to bleep you to whoever. I just fell asleep in this dark room, and when I woke up, it was a red bucket in here with an Ewok in it transforming into Chewbacca going, I'll talk to y'all later on day 3 for me in the dark room.
Hey, put down the weed.
I've smoked a lot of weed. That ain't weed. Whatever's going on there is ayahuasca or whatever.
I don't know.
That was something.
Yeah, that was something.
We got room for a few more bleep views if somebody wants to get in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. I think my guy Grant Paulson has a bleep view for whoever's in charge of the remote because we'd like to get a few more games, put
please.
On the TVs. We do have UVA Furman on over here now.
Hey, Grant.
I'm sure he sees it. It's tough in these situations when you're at a bar and there's a specific game you want on and then they don't have it on. I meant to tell you this. Cole Holcomb passed his physical 3 years, 18 mil with the Steelers.
All right. Have fun with that.
I want to see what the actual numbers are because that is higher than I would expect, I would say.
What did they say the guarantees were?
I don't believe the numbers are out, or if they are, I haven't seen them. I can search for them. Brian, one thing I can tell you, there are a staggering amount of, what do you call those, beer towers?
Yeah, the yard.
The yard, is that what it is? How much does one of those run, Stallion? It's got to be $50 or something, right?
Well, I'm not sure what it runs like here, but I know some joints in Annandale, you can get them for about $45, $50.
Get the menu right there and look at it. It'll tell you.
I'm not that smart.
Stallion, if they cost you $45 in Annandale, I'm guessing here at the casino, I'm taking the over.
You know, that's a good point. I just would have never thought about that.
How much are they? It might not list it on the menu.
You can't read that.
I nailed it. It's $50. $40 for some Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Coors Light. I kind of nailed it.
Good for you, buddy. You nailed it. I think you should go play some blackjack. Maybe you're hot.
You know what? I might.
When you're hot, you're hot. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. We'll take a couple more calls. Ryan, has anything bothered you outside of our $7 food allowance?
No.
Do we know if that allowance is for all the shows? Like, do Grant and Danny have to fit within that window also?
No, that's for per show. But it's 4 hours at a place where four burgers is $100. What you going to do? Just drink your spit? That's ridiculous, and we know it.
Dude, oh, look at those wings, B. Ooh,
yeah,
look
that's
at those nachos.
Amit just ordered that.
AD, taking care of business. I believe on line one, Dan is in Fairfax, and he's mad at someone. Dan, this is your opportunity. Whoever you're mad at, let the world know.
I want to say a big bleep you to those people who they don't even look before they get into a lane. They just come right over. They're about to hit me. And it happened yesterday with a semi, so it could have been disastrous. People need to take their time and look before they leave.
Yep. And Dan, drive defensively, bro. Pay attention because most idiots in this area cannot drive.
Thank you for the call, Dan. I don't know what this means, but Dwayne on Twitter wants to say bleep Nico for turning down the Huggy Bear role because he was straight out of a 70s Starsky and Hutch episode. I legitimately don't know what any of that means. But
you don't?
Do you?
Huggy Bear.
I know that. Who's Nico?
Nico's the guy that called.
Oh, okay, because of his voice. I don't know, man. There is plenty going on here. If you're looking for a good time,
it's here.
The vibe at MGM National Harbor.
A lot of people here.
Is it? This place is packed. When we walked in at 9 a.m., empty. Right now?
I think you need to go up a little bit higher and then walk in at 9 a.m. thing. You didn't walk in here at 9.
I was here at like 9:15.
No, you weren't.
I was here pretty early, dude.
You were here at 9:15 because I got in here after 9:25 and you came here after me.
I may not have seen you when I first got here. I was here.
No.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
I'm telling you.
You walked in with your bag and stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but I had played blackjack for 20 minutes.
You weren't in here, liar.
All right.
He likes to throw numbers out there. He just don't know what time it is.
So I think this is a good description of the first half of this West Virginia-Maryland game. West Virginia bullied Maryland for the first 10 minutes. It took them a while to adjust, and now if Maryland can avoid the turnovers and offensive rebounds, they should have a good shot at winning this game. This is from Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Ehrman says, the Terps look significantly like the more skilled offensive team. WVU's just bigger and stronger. Honestly, that's what we were expecting going into this thing.
Yeah.
And it's what we're seeing so far. Excited for this second half to start here in a few minutes. UVA is in a dogfight too, man. Furman's not going away. Furman, what they're going to do is just bomb threes. They've already hit four of them. UVA, zero. At some point, it might not be today, but at some point, the Wahoos are going to have to score. I don't know when that's going to get to them, but at some point, it's going to have to happen. Here's what we're going to do. Peter Rosenberg joins us next. Don't go anywhere.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Last P, well, that's not so simple.
That's not at all. It could mean all kinds of things, Jay.
It is.
We know what he meant, though.
It is a bleep you Thursday. The Terps halftime against the West Virginia Mountaineers in a dogfight. We got a good game down in Birmingham, Alabama, and we got a good guest joining us on the BetQL guest line. That's right, the King of New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97 ESPN New York, joins us every Thursday. We appreciate his time. Peter, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? I'm actually in Los Angeles right now, enjoying a little morning terrapins.
That sounds like Comrades
good for you.
Peter right there.
Yeah, that's definitely Comrades Peter. That's clean.
That's not cell phone right there.
No. This is I gave you guys the HQ today, you know?
Oh, okay.
What's going on in L.A.,
high
dude?
High quality.
I am in L.A. because today is a holiday in the wrestling WWE community. It's called 316 Day. It's a celebration of Steve Austin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every
Stone
March
Cold,
16th.
Huh?
That's right. And so I am actually hosting an event tonight for the release of the new WWE.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every
Stone
March
Cold,
16th.
Huh?
That's right. And so I am actually hosting an event tonight for the release of the new WWE 2K23 with Stone Cold. So I'm doing a little Stone Cold thing tonight.
That's right. So cool, dude. Enjoy. That's really neat. Enjoy
so
it.
When you do Stone Cold thing, do you drink nothing but beer?
Yeah, I mean, you're sort of obligated to. You know, he's got his Broken Skull IPA. He's got his whole beer business, so you're kind of in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that he's an IPA guy now. After smashing Coors Lights on his head for a decade,
because
he now
Coors
needs
Light
the hops.
Coors Light's not paying him with his IPA pen.
It's probably true.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was mostly a Miller Lite, I believe.
Was it Miller? Sorry.
Crusher, I believe. But to your point, it's the same thing. Yeah, it is funny. He doesn't just have an IPA. I got to tell you, though. Stone Cold's beers are awesome. I recommend them. If you see the Broken Skull beers out, I recommend grabbing a six-pack. They're pretty good.
I think JP and I should do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I should.
Beer and then
smash it
on
our heads. Well, Peter, they got us doing remotes at the MGM National Harbor. So we are not only are we working during this Terps game, and I'm trying to focus, but I'm also trying to focus while at a casino. So there's a lot of moving parts right now.
Now at the MGM Casino – down there in the harbor, do they have a sports book?
Oh yeah, they have a big sports book, like a whole like a Vegas style sports book with, you know,
they got the small
80
one.
Feet of screens, and then in the sports bar where we are, they also have a smaller one in the kiosk, so you can bet just about anywhere, dude. And Maryland has the apps, so you're in business.
I love a big sports book TV situation. And God, JP, did this game not start in such classic Terps fashion?
Totally, dude. Totally. And I'm wearing a Maryland shirt. People are kind of clowning me. There's people in here wearing West Virginia gear. So I'm glad they've at least kind of turned it around. I did randomly scream at a Duke fan. I thought you would appreciate
that.
Oh,
good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, but he couldn't hear.
Oh, I was one
scream.
Of those.
I didn't
and I
scream
I said,
my
the
loudest.
Dude comes over here, what you going to do? He say, I'm going to sneak out the back room.
I just the thing that fascinates me about this Terps team, I was talking with some buddies last week, Jody and Jeff. We were up. They were up visiting.
Sure.
Jody came to New York. We went and watched the game against Indiana. And I said, it's a fascinating thing about sports. Nothing about this Maryland team is related to previous teams. Coaching staff completely different. Every player is different. Everything is different. And yet, the scoring drought thing about the Terps is now like a 20-year-old problem that does not ever go away, no matter whose team it is.
Well, dude, I mean, the Commanders, the Washington football team, the Redskins, Bruce Allen, Ron Rivera, Vinny Serrato, Jay Gruden, Mike Shanahan, Jim Zorn, all of them couldn't move the ball offensively, couldn't score in the red zone, and everybody just goes 7-9.
Like, isn't it? It's bizarre. It's such a weird thing to figure out. Nothing similar, yet everything similar.
Point guard for West Virginia, the physical team, was trying to run through a screen. His shoulder's a little messed up right now. Maryland went into that locker
Karma,
room.
Karma, baby.
Hey, man, nah, coach, this coach is good.
Kevin Willard is not
Kevin
a punk.
He told them, look, they trying to punk y'all. What y'all going to do? Watch here. Bam! He put that thing on him right there.
I like it. I
love
it,
yeah. I love Willard's style, man. Relative when
he's Gary, dude.
And exactly. And God, now that we have the time to look back at it, beyond his ability to recruit, Turgeon was worthless. Just a worthless in-game coach. I'm sorry. And now to at least see that we have a real in-game coach is a wonderful thing.
Well, and Peter, we had Gary Williams on the show with us yesterday, and one thing Gary said that you know how we like to do what he didn't say?
Yeah.
Gary said one of the things he really loves about Willard is after a loss, he goes to the podium and answers all the questions from the press and says, I've got to be better. I got to coach him better.
The other coach.
Turge, the excuse stuff drove me crazy, man.
It drove
me nuts.
Sounds
and
like
the great talent wasted. He had great players, man. A lot of great players came during the Turge years. A lot of NBA players right now. You could see Herter is an absolute baller. Big-time players that
except
were completely
except for that three-point
wasted.
Shooting contest.
Yeah, let's not bring that up, though. That doesn't count.
Dude, I wanted to talk a little Jacoby Brissett with you. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg. You can give him a follow on Twitter or Instagram at Rosenberg Radio. Of course, ESPN New York, the Cheap Heat podcast. He does it all. What was your reaction to the Jacoby Brissett signing?
You know, I was somewhat surprised. I had just been talking about him on the K Show. Because obviously we've been doing nothing but wall-to-wall Aaron Rodgers. I'm actually ready to blow my brains out. But I'd been saying, hey, listen, if this whole thing falls apart with Rodgers, I wonder if they make a play for Brissett, who really was a decent quarterback last year and kept that team afloat. Is he someone that if you have a good team, you could bring in and win some more games, certainly than New York was able to last year? Then he ends up getting signed by us, which I found to be super interesting because I like Brissett's game. Like I really thought he was pretty good last year. Is he a base your entire team around him kind of guy? No. But number one, he could be certainly useful for Sam Howell if that is in fact the real direction this team's going. But also, don't you think at this point, guys, those guys just kind of compete for the job? Like, do they just hand the job to Sam Howell now? Now that you
I
have
think
the
they
most,
want, they want Sam
it's a
to
fake
have it.
Competition.
They want Sam to have it unless he just can't handle it.
Yeah.
And then I think they have a guy that's, like you said, Brissett can come in and do what he needs to do. But they want Sam to have it. But you said you talked so much about Aaron Rodgers. Are you at the point with me where I'm just – I mean, this guy is talented as hell, but I am sick of his damn act.
Yeah, I mean
– what's listen. The vibe for Jets fans around him?
They're excited, but you know, most of them seem to be a little bit worn down by how long this thing has been taking. You know, like Mike Greenberg, Greeny's a lunatic. He's thrilled with it no matter what. But like, I think the average Jets fan is like, man, this is going on like 2 weeks. When is this thing just going to be completely done? And actually, to tell you the truth, we've gotten a shocking amount of calls from people who are already so sick of his act that they don't want him. And
wow.
Really? That oh, I he, find
he's
that's
about to
wild.
Find out that Green, New York is not Green Bay, brother.
No, it is not.
Find that out real quick.
It is not.
The Jets have kind of been dealing with this for the better part of a month already anyway. And it's kind of, I mean, they haven't been particularly active, right? Because you got to try to figure out how to get his salary onto your books.
Are you guys surprised at all that there was no interest, or is it from Washington, or is it simply with how big a price tag there is and the state of transition of the team, it just wasn't realistic right now?
The Rodgers thing?
Yeah.
I think it's two things. I think
$59 million.
Hold on. I got it real quick. Shout out to my guy wearing overalls and a neon yellow shirt. I appreciate that man's style.
He looked like a little older.
He looks like a mountaineer. Like that dude an actual is from West Virginia. Yeah. Like he has picked coal before.
Is that a thing?
Mine coal? I don't.
I think
never
you mine coal. Yeah.
I've never done it. So here's my thing with Rodgers. If Dan was still Dan, where he's swinging it around all the time and showing the world what a badass he is, maybe he makes a play for Rodgers. I do think Green Bay would be hesitant to deal him in the conference. But I think with Dan in a muted situation and with Ron in charge, wherever Rodgers goes, we're going to see this in New York. Robert Saleh's not in charge. They just signed Lazard. They hired Nathaniel Hackett.
And he said it.
Dude, Rodgers is in charge. Rodgers and the owner are calling the shots. I don't think Ron wants to deal with that here, frankly. And you can argue if he should or shouldn't, but I just don't think Ron wants to deal with it.
Yeah, I think that's that is probably what's at the core of it, and it makes sense. My one concern is with this Brissett thing, he is good enough that if he ends up having one game, let's say Sam starts the season, he's good enough in camp, he starts the season, and then he has a game where he gets roughed up a little bit, has to leave for a half. I worry Brissett is a good enough player that you could quickly end up with another Heinicke situation in the sense of fans starting to look for him the second the kid struggles.
I hear you, but I don't think we're going to see a fair contest. This is going to be a tie, and even a slight loss goes to the runner situation where they're going to give Howell every opportunity. I also think fans will be different when it's – I think the Commanders fans, for all of the craziness, are an informed bunch. And when you're trying to develop a young quarterback, you have to approach it differently. I think they were ready to throw Carson Wentz out the window because they never even wanted him.
Correct.
I don't know, man. When they signed Carson Wentz, a lot of people were so in the hell happy. We had a ton of Nate, Barstool Nate people out there.
It was Barstool Nate and EB. That was the list.
No, it was more than that. Believe me, when he began to fall on his face, then all of a sudden everybody did not want him. When he first got him, they thought we were going to see Carson 2017. And I'm glad you kept saying remove 2017 because he'll never get there again.
No.
Well, I'm surprised that EB and Nate felt that way. I'm surprised that anyone who's informed could have possibly felt that way. That was truly turn up the Bon Jovi, living on a prayer. That was that new drug out there.
They were smoking that Wentz.
They were on that Wentz pack.
Yeah,
that makes
that
no
Wentz.
Sense.
On the Wentz pack. That's the loudest pack there is.
Dude. Oh, really? It's so loud. It'll end your whole career. You'll go from being an absolute MVP to just never being able to do anything again.
Question for you, Peter. Mm-hmm. We're now, I mean, the tampering period opened Monday. We're not quite a week into it, but we are into NFL free agency now. Have the Commanders gotten better?
I think so. Yeah, I don't see how you could argue they haven't. Number one, I mean, even predating that by a couple days, you got to feel good that the pain thing is done. You know, I understand it kind of resets the market price-wise, but realistically, that market was getting reset around that number anyway. So I'm not really worried about that. I'm just happy.
And it's only going to go up, dude. Wait till Chris Jones gets his new deal.
Yeah, it's going to be up. He'll end up being fourth in a couple of months, right? Like, it's not that big a deal. And I love that we have him. I love the bolstering of the line. That absolutely is a must, particularly if you're going to be trotting out a kid. And then I really do like the Brissett thing because it, A, gives you a backup, And B, Sam Howell's a total gamble.
It's a complete unknown.
In fact, I can't even recall anything like this. Like, I don't remember the last time a kid who was drafted as low as he was drafted and played as little as he played during the regular season is basically gifted the job before his second season. That it's not common. So him being a complete unknown, even though I like him, I love that they have someone who can play, who realistically is not that expensive given what he showed he's capable of. I mean, dude, what did he end up getting? Basically a little bit more than Heinicke ended up getting?
Guarantee. Yeah. He got 7. Heinicke got about 6.3.
That's a great deal. Say what you will, and I love Heinicke. I know this sounds like a diss. Don't know if you guys disagree. Even as much as I love Taylor, Jacoby Brissett is a much more professional level quarterback. That is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I agree. Peter, we always appreciate it, man. Enjoy L.A. Enjoy Austin Day, man. Jealous of you.
Hey, let's go Terps. Let's get to enjoy an actual full weekend of basketball as Maryland fans.
God, I would love it. Just get the win today, and we don't even have to talk about playing Alabama.
Exactly. Although, you never know.
All right, boys. You never know. Thanks,
never
dude.
Never know, Jay.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Hi, Peter. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, we got to make some bets. We got a survivor pick to make, too.
Oh, man.
Don't go anywhere. Starting to seem like this might be the final countdown for my Maryland Terrapins. The second half starting about as poorly as the first half
did. Yeah, but you saw they finished up in the second half.
That's right. Maryland was up 2, 32-30 at halftime. The score is now 38-47, 5 minutes into the second half. That would lead me to believe that they are on a 17-6 run, Stallion. Does that math check out? All right, Terps just got a bucket. Needed that.
Bucket.
Come on, Turtles. Exciting news for those listening. Oh, they got a 3. All right, now we're talking. Everybody listening right now, stay where you are. If you're in your car, just put it in park and sit in your parked car for the remainder of the day. Grant and Danny are set to take over for us right here at MGM National Harbor Tapped Sports Bar. If you are looking to enjoy yourself, come on out, hang out. If you want to be lame, stay wherever you are. Tapped Sports Bar is happening. They got buffalo wings and giant containers of beer. Knock the shot down.
They take too long.
Yeah, he's got to. That's got to be quicker in rhythm.
When Maryland, I watched them. When they're wide open, they seem to hesitate instead of just shooting in rhythm.
Just shoot, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Every day on this program,
shoot or shoot, baby.
Shoot or shoot. We make bets. We call it Heard It Here First. Landfill, what do you got?
Heard It Here First on B. Mitch and Finley.
And don't forget, you heard it here first.
Landini.
Joops, you won last night.
Boom. What up? I don't even remember what I took, but clearly it was a winner.
Yeah, I don't remember either, but you're 2-1. I also won, so I'm 2-1 too.
Oh, you had the soccer game, and I saw that score. I was like, damn, Landfill knew what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. I know things. And then O Mitch, he lost again.
Ooh. Oh, you're trying to talk trash when I'm out the studio.
Owen Mitchell for
when
the
I
week.
Come tomorrow? I'm bringing food tomorrow to you.
You're going to bring food to Landfill,
yeah,
even though
some,
we have to
I'm
be
put,
here?
I'm going to put something in it.
You're going to go to the studio on your way to MGM National Harbor?
He's going to be in the bathroom all day. He's going to be on the air.
That's gross.
I wouldn't do that to
Landfill. Very, very gross.
My guy. I know Jeff told him to do that, though.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a few things. We have to make a bet for tonight, but we also need a survivor pick for tomorrow. I feel like we agreed on something, but we had the wrong date. Does that sound accurate?
No.
I think it was Baylor, wasn't it?
Yeah, we like Baylor tomorrow as a group.
Yeah.
All right, I will let Mr. Bishop know. Assuming UVA can hold on, they're up 5, second half is starting against Furman. Tomorrow we like Baylor as a show, correct, boys?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right, so now everybody make their picks for tonight. I am prepared if you want me to go first, but I could also I can go wherever you want.
Go wherever you want to go. Go, Jay.
I'm taking Oral Roberts plus 6.5 against the Dukies.
And I'm going to take the Dukies.
What a hater.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. That's what I was leading to, and I wasn't going to do it until you did that.
How do you not take the Cajuns, bro?
Man, the Cajuns, bro, I love my team. I try to bet with my mind, not with my heart.
I mean, I didn't take the Terps.
I know you didn't.
At least I wore a Terps shirt. You know what the best part about doing remote radio shows are? People see you and they recognize you, which is cool, and we're flattered, and they just come right up to you and start talking. It's like, do you see the microphone attached to my head?
Hey, in fairness, they do that in studio, too.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah, yeah. Heist does it. Hey, Landfill. They thought JP ears were black.
I mean, they're gigantic. You know if they were.
All ears with JP Finley. That's going to be the name of the show someday.
By the way, I am taking Howard plus 21.5.
Ooh, local pick. Where's the guy that said we didn't talk about Howard enough?
Well, everybody,
Landfill just took Howard.
Make sure you come here and join us again tomorrow. We'll be here 10-2. Well, 9-2, JP. 9-2.
9:53. Are you here tomorrow, Stallion?
I am here. And you know what? I'm going to give it out. Oral Roberts plus 210 money line. I'm guaranteeing it. If it doesn't hit, I owe everyone
two
beers.
I'm
going to
give this out, too. If you eat wings tomorrow and it's on your face, I'm going to smash your face.
Well, I can't believe you guys didn't get Toby's pick. Just completely ignoring him.
No one told us Toby was working.
Toby, you there?
Toby, what's your pick, dude?
Yeah, give me A&M minus 2.5. They're going to kill Penn State tonight.
That is Toby's pick. All
right, there you go, Toby.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank
you to everybody that called in today. Thank you to our guests, Mr. Tom McMillan, Mr. Joe Fan, and Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Go Terps. Win this damn game. Grant and Danny coming up next. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.